Hello everybody. This is the translation of John Cherry's message for Sunday the 25th of February. Hello everyone. Today I would like to talk for a few minutes about the certainty and assurance of our lives as Christians. So if you are looking for a title to my message, it would be this: Assurance of Salvation. The world in which we live today is, in the main, devoid of these two elements, which are certainty and assurance. I want to encourage our hearts this morning with positive things in relation to our salvation. As Christians, there are things that we know and are certain of. Look at the words of Paul to Timothy. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. I love the amplified English version of this verse, which reads, "For I know him, and I am personally acquainted with him, whom I have believed, with absolute trust and confidence in him, and in the truth of his deity. And I am persuaded beyond any doubt that he is able to guard that which I have entrusted to him until that day when I stand before him." Today, perhaps, there is a tendency to seek assurance of salvation in the things God is doing in our lives, in our spiritual growth, in the good works and obedience to God's word that is evident in our Christian walk. While these things can be evidence of salvation, they are not what we should base the assurance of our salvation on. Rather, we should find the assurance of our salvation in the objective truth of God's word. We should have a confident trust that we are saved based on the promises God has declared, not because of our subjective experiences. It is possible you may have doubts from time to time. Am I really saved? A question I often hear asked. Just remember, Satan is a liar. We read in John chapter 8, verse 44, Jesus speaking to the Pharisees. "You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies." And Satan's first recorded words in the Bible were those casting doubt upon God's word. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. "Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord had made. He said to the woman, 'Did God really say, you must not eat from any tree in the garden?'" Yes, the serpent was more cunning than any of the beasts of the field that the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Did God say you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" Isn't this how the enemy works, trying to make us doubt? Make no mistake that Satan is still in the world today. Look at what Peter says in his epistle in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. "Be sober, be alert and cautious at all times. That enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking someone to devour." Often when we are down, when we are feeling tired, that is when the subtlety of Satan comes into action. So how can we protect ourselves? How can you have assurance of salvation? Consider 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 to 13. "And this is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life." Who is it that has the Son? It is those who have believed in him. John chapter 1, verse 12. "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." If you have Jesus, you have life. Not temporary life, but eternal. And according to 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, we read, "I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life." Clear statements from the Apostle John. God wants us to have assurance of our salvation. We should not live our Christian lives wondering and worrying each day whether we are truly saved. That is why the Bible makes the plan of salvation so clear. Believe in Jesus Christ. John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Acts 16, verse 31. They replied, Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. Do you believe that Jesus died to pay the penalty for your sins and rose again from the dead in order that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life? Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And again, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So the question I would ask this morning is, do you trust him alone for salvation? Look what Paul said to the Ephesian church in chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For it is by grace that you have been saved, through faith, and that is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. If your answer to these questions is yes, you are saved. As I look back over my life, I ask the Lord Jesus as a young teenager to save me from the penalty of my sins. All my sins, past, present and future, were covered by the precious blood of Jesus when I put my faith and trust in him. Salvation is an act of repentance and deliverance from the power and bondage of sin. I have difficulty today when I hear about Christians organising deliverance meetings for other Christians. Salvation in Christ is a unique act when we come as a poor, helpless sinner before the cross and ask the Lord Jesus to forgive us our sins. That did not give John Cherry the green light to live as he wanted. I became at that moment a new creation in Christ Jesus, a new master in my life with a new destiny to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus in heaven and not to face the judgment of my sins, because I had accepted the Lord Jesus as my Saviour. I had repented of my sins, a once and for all act in the presence of the Lord Jesus, not just for this life but for eternity. Assurance means freedom from doubt. By taking God's word to heart, you can have no doubt about the reality of your eternal salvation. Jesus himself assures those who believe in him. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. John 10, verses 28 and 29. Eternal life is just that, eternal. There is no one, not even yourself, who can take Christ's God-given gift of salvation away from you. Take joy in what God's word is saying to you. Instead of doubting, we can live with confidence. We can have the assurance from Christ's own word that our salvation will never be in question. Our assurance of salvation is based on the perfect and complete salvation God has provided for us through Jesus Christ. Are you trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour? If the answer is yes, rest assured you are saved. Learn the Word of God. Your salvation is based upon what God has said, not on how you think or feel. Thus, it is important for you to read and study the Bible. We read in 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have been convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Look at what Paul said to Timothy, that the Bible was able to make him wise unto salvation to show him how he could be saved. I had the immense privilege, probably like Timothy, to be brought up in a Christian home where the Bible was opened and read. But this in itself did not make me a Christian. Could I just take a moment this morning to encourage Christian parents? Take time with your children to read them God's word. Yes, we take time with our children to do their homework, to encourage them in their pursuit of a career. All good things. Let me tell you, the greatest joy as a Christian parent is to witness your children going on for Christ. That is why, as a church, we place such an importance on Sunday school. The young people who come amongst us being encouraged to read the Bible and, more importantly, being encouraged to know the Lord Jesus personally as Saviour and Lord of their lives. We live in a brutal world today. We have just spent the last couple of weeks with some of our grandchildren in the UK. And when I hear what they are faced with today, our hearts go out to them. Things that in our generation were non-existent are commonplace in our society today. Uncertainty as to the future. Morality is at an all-time low. Let's take time each day to remember our young people that they may experience salvation at an early age and know the certainty of a future with the Lord Jesus. Thank God for his gift of salvation. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, "You have received the gift of eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Have you thanked God for this gift? Thanksgiving is evidence of faith. Let me ask this question. When was the last time we thanked God for saving us? Come on now, let us be honest before God today. When was the last time you thanked God for your salvation? If we receive a present and don't thank someone, then it is considered to be bad manners. How much more the God of heaven for what he has given us with this gift of salvation? Look what Paul said to the Corinthian church. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Make a public testimony before others. Have you told someone that you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ? For me, this is a real sign of assurance. Let's look at it this way. For example, if you get some work done in your house or in your garden, sometimes the tradesman will ask you to put a panel in your garden so that you can tell others how happy you are with what he has done for you. Are you with me? Are you following my thinking? If you were not happy, if you did not have confidence in the tradesman, then you are not going to tell anyone else. You have to have confidence, assurance, before you would tell someone else about what he has done for you. Look at 1 John 14, verse 15. To see the relationship between confessing Christ and assurance of your salvation. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. Matthew 10:32. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. For me, the greatest public testimony that we can make is by following our Lord in being baptized. This shows to the world that we have had an inward change, an outward manifestation of our confidence and our assurance of salvation. Can I ask you, have you shown your faith to the world by being baptized as a believer? Your assurance, your confidence in Christ. You young people this morning, have you taken this next step in your Christian pathway of being baptized? Also, you who are older, have you taken this step showing your faith, confidence, and obedience in the Lord Jesus? You are never too old. I had the privilege and joy of baptizing a lady of 76 years of age in the sea at Konkanu. It was a joy to witness her confidence and assurance. Nothing was going to stop her, not the waves nor the water temperature. A real joy for me to witness her showing her assurance in the Lord Jesus. Assurance in fellowship. Meeting with your brothers and sisters in Christ will encourage you. Many of them have experienced the same doubts you have had. Look what the writer to the Hebrews says in chapter 10, verse 22 to 25. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. In the day when we are facing trials, when our faith is being tested like never before, let's have fellowship with each other, assuring one another, loving one another. Not coming to the church meetings with a critical spirit, but, as the writer says, considering one another in love, helping each other and holding fast our profession of faith together. Sadly, today we are quick to create division, to create doubt in people's hearts and minds. As a leadership team here in Bergerac, our constant prayer is that we might maintain that spirit of togetherness, of ensuring one another. Satan loves to create division, as we saw earlier in the Garden of Eden. He loves to put doubts and fears in our minds, and we must constantly be on our guard not to let these things happen. Assurance comes from being together. If you're walking in a dark street or in an unknown territory, then it is always good to be with someone. When I was young, I used to be frightened in the dark. To have someone accompanying me was a great comfort. For me, it is the same in the spiritual realm. If you are doubting, feeling alone, on a difficult pathway, then share it with us. We can perhaps give you reassurance on your pathway or know someone who can help. But above all, remember that we have the Lord Jesus, who has promised never to leave us or forsake us, to be with us until that moment he calls us home to be with him throughout eternity. And finally, let's seek to live a righteous life. Sometimes a full assurance does not come until we mean business for him. Something that we often lack is to live a sanctified life, to live a transformed life by presenting our bodies as living sacrifices for him. A real commitment is a sign of our confidence and assurance in the Lord Jesus. Too many of us today are trying to live with one foot in the world and one foot in our Christian life. It's easy to sing all for Jesus, but is it a reality in our lives? According to Isaiah chapter 32, verse 17, the fruit of that righteousness will be peace. Its effect will be quietness and confidence forever. The effect of righteousness is quietness and assurance forever. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9. Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever takes crooked paths will be found out. Remember, your peace and assurance of salvation is based upon believing God's promises and his word, not on your feelings and emotions. I trust that what we have said today may encourage our hearts to remain steadfast to God's word, to continually thank God for our salvation, to be willing to show to the world our confidence and assurance in Christ, to enjoy fellowship, to live in harmony and respect our brothers and sisters in Christ, and finally seek to live a righteous and sanctified life before him. My prayer today is that we might live in the joy and full assurance of our salvation. Amen.